favorite pet that you've ever had? Was it something normal like a dog or something unique like a turtle? No matter which kind of pet is your favorite, there is something you can learn from unique pets. I am Tyler Gerlich, and I'll be telling you what those things are and why you want to learn them. A little while ago, I started thinking about this after I thought about all the weird pets my family has had. I've had tadpoles, of which there were about 50, and we fed them Cheerios. My grandpa has a turtle. My aunt has a gecko and used to have a parrot. My dad has had ducks, a fish that he caught, and some snakes. Even my dog is a little different. She's a Great Dane, so she's almost half as tall as I am. After thinking about what I learned from some of my weirder pets, for example the tadpoles, I wondered what was interesting about the unique pets my family has had. What pets did you have?
I had two bloodhounds, a dusky conure, and a turtle.
What's a dusky conure?
It's a small parrot.
Did you have any interesting experiences with these pets?
Yes, the dusky conure used to like to crawl into my shirt pocket. And one time it decided to lay an egg in my shirt pocket.
How big was that egg?
About the size of a malted milk ball.
Did you learn anything from these pets?
Yes. When you're taking what you think is a malted milk ball out of your mouth, look at it very close so that you don't eat a bird egg.
What was special about these pets?
Well, they all liked to meet me at the door when I got home from work. Even the bird. It would walk across the floor and come and get me.
What pets did you have?
The pets I've had were a pair of wild snakes, a DK snake and a smooth green snake. I had a fish tank with minnows and a large bluegill in it. For part of one summer, we hatched and had ducklings for a little while. Hamsters and dogs.
Did you have any interesting experiences with these pets?
We did. Had some very fun experiences with each of the more unique pets. The bluegill, when we had it, we also kept minnows in the tank, and we had to end up putting a wire mesh over the top of the tank because over the nighttime, when apparently the bluegill got hungry, the minnows would eject themselves from the tank to try and avoid being eaten by the bluegill. The coolest part about having the snakes as a pet was watching them eat. Me and my sister would find garden slugs, and you could watch the DK snake in particular unhinge his jaws to go and eat the slug whole and then swallow it down. We had to end up releasing the smooth green snake earlier than the DK snake because the smooth green snake was a little bit of a buzzkill and didn't eat in captivity. So we let him go before anything bad happened. And when we had the ducks, the most fun experience there was having them in the wading pool for them all to go in. We had about half of a dozen ducks. And around the 4th of July here in Rochester, New York, the June bugs come out, and me and my sister would go around with little bug nets and catch a whole bunch of June bugs and throw a handful of them into the little wading pool, and the ducks would all congregate like a giant writhing yellow ball of feathers upon the poor helpless little June bugs, and pretty soon there would be no more poor helpless little June bugs. And those were very fun interactions to watch as the ducks devoured all the June bugs that we could catch. We couldn't fill them up, they just kept eating.
After interviewing my dad and grandfather, I returned to my original question. What can you learn from unique pets? I learned something can come from anywhere, whether normal or new. I would like to thank my dad and grandpa for letting themselves be interviewed. All music is credited to Sounds About. And the ducks are credited to Free Sound.